Welcome to Community Matters, your resource for the latest information about community associations on the Suncoast. And now it's time for Community Matters.
Good morning and welcome to Community Matters. I'm your host today, Cindy Bass with Florida Southern Roofing. And today we have in the studio Ms. Erin Alexander from AccuTech Restoration talking today about disaster planning. And it is that time of year that condominium associations really needs to start pre-planning and making sure that they have all of their ducks in a row, because rainy season, hurricane season is approaching fast.
It's coming quick. It's already almost May. So you figure June 1st starts hurricane season. And if you're not ready now, you're not going to be ready come June 1st. So the time is now to get that plan in place, especially for condominium associations when you're talking about a large number of owners in a concentrated area.
Okay. So let's just start. So Erin, what is something that we need to start right? What's the first thing that we should do?
The first thing that a condominium association should do is to actually put together a disaster team within their association. And obviously those disaster team members are going to consist of unit owners that are there full-time year round. You want to have at least one unit owner that's out of town that has all of the information that's needed for the disaster team in case we lose all contact here in the area after a disaster. But the main thing to do is to put together a team of unit owners. And if you're more than one building, it's important to have or try to have a unit owner from each building on the committee.
Great idea.
If you can't do that, if you have a grouping of condominiums in one area, assign one person from each of those groupings. But you want to put together that team so that everybody is on the same page in the event that anything does happen. The next thing to do is to set up your disaster plan focal point, and that's going to be the leader of the disaster team. A lot of times that's an on-site manager, on-site maintenance, or a board member who's present year-round. It's very difficult to have your property manager, if they're a portfolio manager, be your disaster plan focal point, only because they're responsible for more than one association and their availability is just not going to be there after a storm to help your specific association. They're going to be working with all of their associations.
Right, right. And it doesn't have to be a board member. It can be, you can appoint a committee member or someone who is just there year round.
Right. Yeah. You want to make sure that you have that committee put together. Get it put together now. Even if you're out of town and you're the board president and you want to get this going, you can still get it going and be ready for June 1st. But the time is now to do it. And again, it does not have to be board members only. You want to create a separate committee, just like you would have your social committee or your finance committee. Not all of those committee members are actually on the board per se. So it's okay to have any member of the community who's there year round on that committee.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. So we've got the committee started. We know who, and we definitely want someone who is not here year round, maybe through the summer, you said, to have somebody up north.
Somebody up north who keeps in communication, who is on a monthly phone call with the rest of the committee, just to make sure that that one person who's out of the area is up to date on everything that the committee is doing and how they've prepared and what everybody's responsibilities are. Because, God forbid, we have a major category 3, 4, or 5 hit our area, you may have to rely upon that out-of-town person to mobilize and to get things rolling. If we don't have cell service, we don't have email, those types of communications are down. A lot of people don't realize that when a major storm hits an area, a lot of times the National Guard will take over the cell phone towers. So it's not just a matter of the cell phone towers going down in the storm. It's a matter of our government takes them over for communications for disaster relief.
Right, right. So then they would have that piece of paper, they would have the thumb drive, they would have everything documented up there as well.
Correct, excellent. Correct. Yeah, you want to have everything documented. And if you can, you want to have it hosted out on the cloud where you don't have to have a thumb drive, where you can just get on the internet, log in and see that information out there. But it is important for every member to have that plan in a binder, in a safe place, where they know where it's at all times. Every member of that committee should have that plan in their hands.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so we have the disaster plan ready. We have all of our people. What is the next step that we should do?
So we have all of our people together, and we've designated points of contact throughout the community, and those are going to be called your resident building coordinators. And whether they are in charge of one building or many buildings, their duties are going to remain the same. And the resident building coordinators are going to be in charge of those buildings. So each resident building coordinator is going to have a set of plans that they follow before, during, and after a storm. And they're pretty extensive if you want to get that down and dirty into it. AccuCheck Restoration, we have a full disaster plan put together where we can just specify it to your association. We go in, we add things, we remove things, we make the necessary changes that are pertinent to your association only, and then everything's there together. So a lot of the things that are going to be important for the resident building coordinators, the first thing is going to be to have unit owner evacuation notices for each of your unit owners. So when AccuTech implements a disaster plan at a condo association, we send the property manager a unit owner evacuation notice. And that form is sent out to all of the unit owners, and they are required to complete that form and return it to the management company or the property manager or the board president. Those documents are all kept out on the cloud. And within those documents, not only does it have all of their information, but it's a nudge to make them prepare as well. I've spoken to many property managers who 2 days before a storm might be here, all the unit owners are calling them and going, what do I do?
That's why this is so important to do, to pre-plan. It's May.
It's proactive.
Yeah.
You need to take a proactive approach rather than a reactive approach. And a property manager cannot handle 250 phone calls from unit owners going, what do I do? So by giving them the unit owner evacuation notice, it helps push them to make a plan, because on that evacuation notice, we ask them, in the event of an impending disaster or hurricane, we intend to evacuate here. And we ask them to put that down on paper so that they know where they are going. We also ask them for an out-of-town emergency contact, just in case something should happen to them. We also get a little bit scary in the form. We put it out there very plain and simple. And within the form, it says, I or we do not intend to evacuate, and my next of kin is this.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't mean to scare people, but the fact remains, a lot of people, we've had so many cry wolves in our area.
So people just stay.
They just stay.
Yeah.
Because they don't think it's ever going to come here. It's our Indian burial grounds, or it's, you know, whatever the spell is cast upon Sarasota County. We're never going to get hit by a hurricane. But how do you think New Pass happened?
Yeah.
I mean, New Pass is a direct result of a hurricane that hit and opened up that pass out on Longboat Key.
And Charlie, when Charlie came through years ago, everybody thought it was going to hit Tampa, and it came down to us. And they said, like Steve Jervey said, it was a bobble and came right to us. You just need to be prepared. And I think this information kind of makes you think, if you have pets, oh, where am I going to go when I evacuate?
Right, right. Within our disaster plans, we actually list all shelters that are pet friendly. And we also give information where they can actually go online, each unit owner who may be in a handicap situation, where they can actually log in and register with the county. It's a notice of infirm where they can actually state their disability and be registered to go to a shelter in the event that something happens and it holds their spot for them.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So we put all of that in our disaster plan in the residence package that's sent out to all of the unit owners. So it's not part of the disaster plan, but it is part of the disaster plan because it's information for the unit owners. And then the unit owner evacuation notice that we have them complete, that's kept on file. And we earmark unit owners that say they're not going to evacuate. And a lot of times the unit owners are like, well, why do you need to know if I'm not going to evacuate? Well, we need to be able to notify first responders after an incident where they need to check for loss of life first. And with these documents out on the cloud, we can then take those documents and turn them over, or we can put them in a Ziploc bag and post them at the entry to the association so that when the first responders get there, they can check for notice, or they can check for life loss in those units before they check the other units. So it's really, it's just really a trying to save lives is what the unit owner evacuation notice is for. We want them to plan and we want them to be safe. And we want to know if, you know, they're the bullheaded ones who are going to stick around.
Exactly. Exactly. But it also, like you said, it triggers them and it pushes them to get their matters.
Get their plan in place. Yeah. As a unit owner or even a homeowner, I mean, you need to have your own evacuation notice in place. And you can go out on the Red Cross, FEMA, all of those resources are out there for you to plan your own evacuation.
Yeah, because I would have never thought that some of them, if you're handicapped and you have a pet, you need to pre-plan and pre-register for certain things. There might not be enough room if you don't, if it just comes up, you say, oh, I'll just go there. And there's no room.
There's no room. So then where are you going?
Yes. Okay, we're coming up to our first break. Erin, thank you. We're here talking with Erin Alexander from AccuTech Restoration. And we're talking about disaster planning. And I know it's hurricane season coming up, but there's other types of disasters that you really need to pre-plan for. So you're listening to Community Matters on The Voice of Sarasota Manatee. And we'll be right back.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your sky.
Welcome back to Community Matters on this Saturday morning. My name is Cindy Bass. I'm your host this morning here talking with Erin Alexander with AccuTech Restoration. And we're talking about disaster planning. It is hurricane season coming up on June 1st. And Erin's advice is to be proactive, pre-plan, and she has the solution through AccuTech Restoration on how you can pre-plan and be prepared for disasters.
Yeah, Cindy, at AccuTech Restoration, like I said before, we have a ready-to-go disaster plan for condominium associations that we actually meet with a disaster committee, and we tweak that generic disaster plan to meet the needs of that specific association. And we do that at no charge for the local condo associations in Sarasota, Manatee, and Charlotte counties. So it's a great tool that can be used for any condo association out there that needs it. And in my opinion, every condo association needs it.
Yes, yes. And I didn't realize that you guys actually do this for free.
Yes.
So you can go out there, you yourself will go out there and meet with them, the manager, and talk with them and just create this disaster plan for them.
Correct. Yes, we go out and we scope the entire association. It's all put up on the cloud. We take pictures and video of what the association looks like now. And a lot of people are like, well, what's so important about that? It could change in 6 months. It could change a little bit in 6 months, but after a disaster, it's going to change tremendously. And if we can provide your insurance company with the necessary information to process your loss faster, the association's going to receive their check much quicker.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So if we show them, this is, hey, Mr. Adjuster, this is what it looked like before, and this is what it looks like now, they're going to be more apt to get that check processed quicker because they actually get to see what it looked like.
Yes, instead of somebody saying, oh, yes, well, we had this and we had this. And because I've actually done that with my own house, going through each one and taking
inventory.
Pictures. Yes.
Yes, and inventory is very important, and we actually do an inventory. It's actually really important for a lot of our downtown and Longboat Key high-rises because the amount of artwork and decor that they have that the association is responsible for, not just the individual unit owners, but what each association has, there's a lot of high-end stuff out there. And to prove that to an adjuster might be a little bit difficult if you do not have it documented properly. So if we can get it documented, then it's going to ease that process and make it a little bit less painful. Don't get me wrong. It's not going to be easy. These adjusters are going to be working, you know, around the clock, and they're going to have multiple clients that they're working with. And you're talking about millions and millions of dollars that potential damage. So
you've said to pre-plan is key, and you being in a past insurance person yourself and knowing the insurance industry, that insurance person would probably be able to handle and deal and get there faster if you have pre-planned rather than the people
that haven't, and they have to go out there and look and check it out. And
yeah, the quicker you can provide your insurance company with the information, what a lot of people don't realize is that when you have an adjuster come out after a loss, they're a field adjuster. You actually have a desk adjuster back at the home office of the insurance company who reviews everything that's being sent in by the field adjuster. So if we can get that information to the desk adjuster first, a lot of times that will move the process along a lot faster. You have to think about downtime here. Even if these adjusters are able to get all of their photographs and their reports done, what if we don't have email? What if we don't have those lines of communication where they cannot process that? If we have a login and a link for their disaster plan readily available that they provide with their insurance documents every year, then that desk adjuster will have access to that. They can log in and see what the association looks like then, and then eventually be able to see what it looks like now. So they know what they're dealing with.
Excellent. And in my opinion, I think that would just be the best way to handle everything, because you would be proactive. And like you said, the check would be there much faster than not having that before.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. So what after? Okay. So now we already have the committee. We have somebody outside of the Florida area.
Right.
We have already gotten into the cloud.
We've got our resident building coordinators, and now our resident building coordinators need to understand what their roles and responsibilities are. And within our actual disaster plan, we lay out roles and responsibilities before, during, and after the storm. That, you know, they need to, for if you have unit owners that are out of town and they have shutters that need to go up, who's going to put them up? Your handyman's going to be so busy trying to get other things done. You're not going to be able to call your local installer and have them put them up. So hopefully the resident building coordinator can work together with the other resident building coordinators and get these things taken care of. There's also the issue of the clubhouse. What is everything that's going to be done at the clubhouse? What happens with the gas grill? What happens with all the pool furniture? A lot of people think that you just throw the pool furniture in the pool.
That's what I've always
Please
thought.
Don't throw your pool furniture in the pool. Put it in the clubhouse. You might need it. You might need places for people to sleep. You might need places for people just to sit down and relax. So put that stuff into the clubhouse. Once it goes in the pool, the amount of debris that can pile on top of it, it's just going to, it could break it. It's going to take time to get it out. And unfortunately, pools sometimes fill up with sand.
Yeah, I've actually seen that on the news. Yes.
So it's better to be safe than sorry with regard to your pool furniture. So please, please don't throw it into the pool. but they also need to do things like with the gas grill. Is that tank full? You might need to cook afterward. And the gas grill that's at the association may be the only place, because you're not allowed to have a gas grill on your balcony in a condominium unit. So make sure that you have excess propane tanks full of gas. Check and refill bottled water, just like you would do with your house. Make sure that there's enough water so that after you are able to get back to your association, you guys have something that you're going to drink. It's June, July, August. It's hot. Mm-hmm. You can't go without water. Life-saving rings and all the other pool stuff. That stuff needs to be brought inside as well. Sets of keys are important. You don't want to give everybody a set of keys now. You want to wait until something's impending. You don't want to give them access to all of the units. You could cause, you know, a little bit of a situation if somebody has access.
And yes, and with that being said, okay, set of keys, you give everyone your keys. What if you have renters?
If you have renters, it's really important that in your rental agreement you make it known that if there is an impending storm, that the renters need to leave. They cannot stay. We don't know who they are. And they aren't acclimated to what happens in Florida in the event of a disaster. So it's important to have it in that lease agreement that should an evacuation notice be put into effect, that they are required to leave. They cannot stay. And unfortunately, most times it's a non-refundable. It's Mother Nature. Unit owners have no, you know, that they don't have any play in that. They have to go.
And I actually think that's smart, but you're right. Put that in your rental agreement so that they know in advance, and then they can pre-plan as well and make sure you have that and give that to the manager as well and put it in the cloud.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do that. definitely. One of the big things that a lot of people don't know or they want to try to do is they think they can pull the power to a building in the event of an impending storm. Don't pull the power. Florida Power is going to pull that if the situations are right. So you're going to risk too many factors that could come into play. So do not pull your electrical in your building.
Don't. Okay. So what you mean by that is like the whole condo association. Don't go to the breaker.
Don't flip that switch.
Don't flip that switch. Okay.
You're messing with a lot of different things. Fire yes. alarms, elevators, those types, entry into the building, those types of things. Water you can turn off. You can turn off your water out at the main at the street. If you have an in-ground propane tank.
I was wondering about
you can turn those gas. Off. Yeah, turn your gas off. If you have gas to the entire building, then you need to call your gas company to get that turned off. I wouldn't mess with gas or electric on your own. You're not the foremost expert in it. Leave it to the experts. So those are just a couple of points that we really harp on with the resident building coordinators. We also ask them to do training drills.
I think that's smart. Just like you do with your kids in a fire drill, you need to know stop, drop, and roll. And yeah, you need to have these in place so people, you don't scramble at the last minute.
Right, right. So we do those, we express the importance of doing these drills, running through each person's responsibilities and so that everybody is ready. It's not if, it's when.
It's when, yeah.
So by running those drills and reviewing the disaster plan two times during hurricane season can really help you. And you want to make sure you note any major changes, too, that have happened and report those to your first responder and to your management company so that your disaster plan itself can be updated with that information. So it is important to review. It's a living document. A condominium is ever changing. So just like the condominium documents, the disaster plan is an ever changing living document.
Exactly. So you think that we need to update it as often, maybe once a year, update it, make sure things
when I do a disaster plan, I require an annual meeting to review and update the disaster plan.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. We are coming up to our next break. We're going to come back just shortly after we hear from our sponsors and talk more with Aaron Alexander with AccuTech Restoration. And today we are talking about disaster planning. It is time to be proactive. I'm Cindy Bass. I'm your host this morning. And welcome to Community Matters. And we'll be right back.
Joe and Bobby Sue, two young lovers with nothing better to do.
Welcome back to Community Matters. I'm your host this morning, Cindy Bass, with Florida Southern Roofing, and we're here today talking with Aaron Alexander with AccuTech Restoration, and we're talking about a very important topic, which is disaster planning. And in our last segment, we were just talking about how AccuTech and Aaron can come to your association and work with you hand in hand. They have all the information step by step to help you and your committees be prepared.
Yeah, we've got the template designed and it's changeable to your association. So we come out, we meet with you, and we just go through the plan that we have. We tailor it to your association, make the necessary changes, develop those committees. And then go through the committee responsibilities and actually put this disaster plan in place.
And this is free through AccuTech Restoration.
Yes, it is. It is a free service that AccuTech offers to condominium associations and assisted living facilities is another one that we do here in the area because it's important for both to have those plans in place. We are big proponents of proactive rather than reactive approaches to loss, whether it be a large water loss in your association, a fire, a tornado, or, you know, God forbid, a high category hurricane.
Right. So being prepared and pre-plan for all situations, not even just hurricanes.
Not even just hurricanes. No, you've got to think about, we just had tornadoes that hit Minnesota Key a month and a half ago. And they did damage to a condo association, and we had several unit owners that were trapped on their upper floors.
Oh my gosh, when I didn't we got hear about there. That.
Yeah, yeah. The Red Cross was actually trying to get to them, and it took a little while, but eventually they got them out. But yeah, a tornado can spawn out of a water spout at any time and hit a condo on the beach, or you know, on the the bay. So it's important to be prepared for anything. Fires happen all the time.
And I see you post on Facebook, and I'm getting into this now. Erin, explain to me what AccuTech is. And I know it's AccuTech Restoration, but Erin, I see her posting on Facebook a lot that she just got back from a fire. She was so proud. She just helped this family after this fire. Give me a little bit of information about AccuTech and what you do with AccuTech.
Okay. AccuTech Restoration and Remodeling is a local family-owned fire, water, and mold remediation contractor. We're a Class A general contractor, which means we can work in any building in any situation. We have the proper licensure to do so. We specialize in condominium associations and assisted living facilities. And we are also the local 1-800 Board Up franchise, which is a service that's provided to victims of fires where we go out and secure their home after a fire has occurred, to prevent any further damage or any liabilities from occurring. So what I do in that role with 1-800 Board Up is I do victims assistance. So I go out and I help the homeowners with my insurance background, get everything rolling and moving in the right direction, work with them in the American Red Cross to get them into a temporary shelter, and then try to speed along the process of restoring their items in their homes as well as restoring the home itself. So I've kind of fallen into that role. It's very rewarding. But the same thing goes, it's not just for fires. I responded to the tornadoes down in Minnesota also to help those homeowners down there that were affected by the storm get everything rolling.
So you have the experience for this disaster pre-planning. You've seen it, you know firsthand. Okay, yes, you have this template here, which is probably 50 pages long, and you can do this, but you've actually seen firsthand. So people like myself, not knowing, going, oh, I only need this, I need this. And then Erin comes in and says, no, ma'am, I've seen this, and you should probably do this and this and this, because I was at this event 5 years ago,
and this happened. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've got the experience and the knowledge behind me to be a little bit dangerous with it. You know, it's not fun information to give out to people. I don't like to have to tell people, you know, do this or don't do this.
Your life depends on it.
But your life does depend on it. Your life depends on it. And let's face it, this is your property here in Florida. It's a pretty big investment. And you want to make sure that you protect that investment properly. And by having a plan in place, not only are you protecting your unit, but you're protecting your entire association.
Yes, because if something happens and everybody's pre-planned, and then the people that are actually up north, someone here has to help and protect that other person that's in the unit above you.
Yes.
And if they did not pre-plan and they've been in Spain for the last year and a half, you really need to know what's going on.
You need to know your building. Yeah. That's why the unit owner evacuation form is so important. You know where everybody is and where they're going to be. And by knowing that, you can help your entire building. And one of the big things that isn't thought about is, you know, you're a condominium board member. You have a fiduciary responsibility to do what's right for your association. Wouldn't disaster planning be doing something right for your association?
Yes.
You're protecting the value of your association, the life of your unit owners. You get a plan in place. You can avoid certain liabilities that may come after a storm by having a plan in place as well. So I think it used to be law that each condominium had to have a disaster plan, and that's no longer the case. But I do think that it is very important. I think it should be the law.
Yes.
You're not talking about just yourself and your home. You're talking about, you know, multiple unit owners, hundreds of unit owners in your buildings.
Exactly. Exactly. And also in that disaster plan, does it have in there who your landscaper should be, who your roofer should be.
Yes.
Get pre-authorization. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. What we pull together is we pull together your vendor list, and whether it be, a water loss, a fire loss, a tornado, or a hurricane, in the event that we need to reach out and utilize one of your preferred vendors, by having that list, having those pre-authorizations, having their insurances in place, you know that you can reach out to them, and we can reach out to them. If we're the first on site as the first responder for your association, and we see that your roof needs tarping, I'm not an expert on 25th story roofs. You guys are. Florida Southern, you guys do re-roofing 12, 13 floor buildings. So you would be the company I would call to secure that roof. Come and tarp it, please.
Right. However, if we have a major disaster, Florida Southern Roofing, yes, we're here, but we only have so many employees. So we have our own condos and HOAs that we work with. We already have pre-authorization. So right. If the disaster happens, they're our first response. We go to them first. And if I'm not on that vendor list, or your preferred roofing company is not on there, they might not be able to come.
Correct.
And help you.
Correct. And you're going to be down a long list of people who need help. So it's important to lay out who your preferred vendors are. Get on their preferred program. At AccuTech, we have the next available crew pledge if you're on our program, which means you make the phone call. When our next available crew is open, they're coming to you. If you're not on that program, you're going to the bottom of the list. It could be days. It could be weeks.
Yes.
It depends on the size of the storm that hits our area. So by having your landscaper, your tree company, your roofing company, your elevator company.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
If we come out to a condo, even after, think about a water loss that gets into the elevator shaft. Elevators have oil in them. It's hazardous material at that point. We cannot remove that water. We have to call upon someone to do that. So we need to know who your preferred vendor is. We need to have a pre-authorization in force. So at 3 o'clock in the morning, I can call them and say, hey, we need you out here. They're on your preferred program. And things roll much faster rather than going, well, how do we know we're going to get paid? We don't know who they are. We don't have authorization to do so. Those types of things. Plumber. Your plumber's huge.
Yes.
Get a pre-authorization in place with your plumber. A lot of those larger plumbing companies, they offer authorizations and pre-authorizations and vendor relation programs so that you are at the top of their list and you're not going to the bottom and waiting.
And not to even mention that, if you live on the key, any key to get over the bridge. So if there is something serious happened, the first responders or the police will be at that bridge and only allow people over that have something signed. Am I correct? From that vendor to go over the bridge? Because I know Ed McCrane has spoken of that in the past as well.
Yes, you have to have a letter of authorization. Otherwise, the condominiums that we service on anything where we have to access it via bridge, where we know that that bridge is going to be manned by law enforcement, we have a letter stating that we have authorization to access that community. Because it's not just a matter of getting over the bridge. It's a matter of getting into that community as
right.
well. If you are, approached by police officers.
Yeah, because there's a lot of bad people out there that are unlicensed contractors that says, oh, no, I can go over here and I'm authorized to do this. The law enforcement's going to say, no, I need something in writing.
They come out of the woodworks.
They do.
Unfortunately, disaster draws bad. And that's the plain and simple of it. So being, proactive, have a security company. You live on the water. How can somebody access your community by not going over a bridge if you live on the water? By boat.
Oh, yeah.
Have a security company already lined up that you can contract with after a storm that they can secure, that they can patrol your property.
See, being proactive is key.
It is.
Is absolutely key. Okay, we're coming up to our final break. And Aaron, I have so many more questions for you.
We need another hour.
Yes, we do. We'll have to come back again another time to do this. You're listening to Community Matters this Saturday morning with Aaron Alexander from AccuTech Restoration, and we're talking about disaster planning. We'll be right back.
We hear you're leaving. That's okay.
Billy Joe and Bobby Sue, two young lovers with nothing better to do.
Welcome back to Community Matters. I'm your host this morning, Cindy Bass with Florida Southern Roofing, here talking with Aaron Alexander of AccuTech Restoration and Remodeling. And we always start the fourth segment with our community calendar. It's getting summertime, so some of our events are not as because the board members are going back home to visit their families.
The interstates are clearer.
They are. I noticed that. It's just as soon as Easter's done, then it's just like, oh, instead of taking 45 minutes to get to the office, it took me 20.
Yay.
So it was so nice. But we love all of you. We love all of you. But we always start with CAI, the West Florida chapter. And the first Wednesday of every month, the next one will be on May 3rd, we have a Sarasota breakfast meeting at the Lakewood Ranch Golf and Country Club. And I'm actually really excited about this because I see Benderson Development in the rowing championship.
I can't wait to hear what he has to say.
So we have our speaker coming up on May 3rd will be Max Wentz, the media and public relations manager for the 2017 World Rowing Championship there at Nathan Benderson Park.
So. You believe we're going to do something worldwide?
I know.
Here locally.
It is just, it's mind-boggling. It is so awesome. So I'm actually really excited to hear. So he's going to be our guest speaker. And then after our breakfast meeting, we always have a continuing education credited course for our community association managers. And as everybody knows, that our managers here in the state of Florida must be licensed. So they get their continuing education credits through CAI. And we're going to have Painting 101, Paint and Coatings, Technology, and Beautifying Your Property. Then coming up on Friday, May 12th, we also, besides education, we have a little bit of fun at CAI. So we're going to have our CAI Spring Golf Tournament. And it's the first time we're going to have it on the private side of the meadows. So I'm excited about that one as well. And then finally, through CAI on Thursday, May 18th, we have a Diamond-sponsored manager social. Managers, we know it's been really busy for you. It's actually been a lot busier for me this season, too, and I don't know why. But managers, it's busy. Summertime is more of a little bit of a break for you. So we're going to have a manager social from 5 to 7 at Bonefish Grill Patio. So we're going to sit out on the patio on May 18th, and we're just going to have a social. So managers, just let CAI know if you're interested. And you can contact them directly at 941-927-1910, or you can go to their website at caiwestflorida.org. And then your community partners, First Friday of the Month Lunch and Learn, is coming up next Friday, May 5th, at University Park Country Club. We are almost sold out, but our very own Miss Erin Jennings Alexander from AccuTech Restoration and Remodeling will be speaking on disaster planning.
We're actually going to write one.
Oh, excellent.
Excellent. Yes.
So this is actually a free lunch and learn for board members and managers. So if you are interested and you want to know more, yes, Erin will give you her contact information at the end of the show, but this is a great place for you to come and see and meet with her and talk with her as well, and apparently write a disaster plan. And then coming up on May 25th, your community partners board certification course. We just had one last week at TPC Prestancia. So this one will be held on May 25th at Boca Royale Golf and Country Club. This is our last one for the year. CAI has no more for the year. I'm sure there may be a few out there maybe. And if you have any questions, you can always contact me or Erin and we can help you find something. But don't forget, new board members, that you must either read and sign your document saying that you understand everything, or within the 90 days of becoming elected to your board, you must take a board certification course. So our next one will be on May 25th at Boca Royale Golf and Country Club. In the morning, we'll have our condo course, and then the afternoon, we'll have an HOA one. So for more questions, answers, to register anything, contact me directly at Cindy Bass, that's CindiBass, at floridasouthern.com, or feel free to call me on my cell phone, 941-915-9466. And finally, before we go back with Erin and hear all this important information and final thoughts on disaster planning, I want to thank all of our sponsors. We are really excited to be here on Community Matters on WSRQ Radio. I think this is our third or fourth year, and we couldn't do it without our sponsors. So AccuTech Restoration and Remodeling, Law Office of Wells Olah, the West Florida Chapter of CAI, Stonegate Bank,
Conditioned Air, SPT Specialized Plumbing Technologies, Karen's Engineering Group, Pest Guard Commercial Services, CBiz, and Florida Southern Roofing.
We have a great bunch of sponsors, Cindy.
We do. We do. And I know every one of them personally, and they're really good people.
And they're all community experts.
Yes, they are.
And they're in their field.
Yes. And that's a big thing. A lot of people, you know, most all of these people have been in business for many, 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 many years. Us, it's been three generations.
Right.
But we specialize in community associations, as all of them do.
Yeah, all of our vendors. It's a great, yes. It is great to have each of them on board and to know that anybody can count on them for the expertise needed in their given field.
Exactly, exactly. Okay, we have about 5 minutes left, Erin, and I know you have a lot more information to give, but what do you want to leave us with?
All right, we're going to roll through real quick. Get your disaster team together. Make sure that you have one person heading up the disaster team, and that person must be there full time, as well as the number of other team members that you want to have. You also want to have one team member who is out of the area, who can access the information and communicate more freely with insurance companies, insurance adjusters, vendors, those types of things, just in case communication goes down here. So you want to establish who your team lead is. It's usually going to be, if there's an on-site manager, it's usually going to be that on-site manager or a maintenance or somebody on the board. After that, you want to establish your resident building coordinators, and they're either going to be responsible for a single building or a grouping of buildings, or in a high-rise, a number of floors. And then what we want to do is establish a clear line of authority between the leader and the team members, as well as building coordinators and things like that. The team leader should be available at all times to all of the team members. Granted, people go on vacation, they go up north, those types of things. So have a secondary team leader that can take over just in case you're gone. The team leader needs to understand the property layout and all of the emergency procedure plans. And again, if they're not going to be available, we need to assign alternates. The emergency team needs to maintain updated contact information for all team members, as well as all unit owners.
And renters, if you have a renter, yes.
Please report that to your manager or your emergency management team, just to let them know. What each team member is going to be assigned to do would be to collect and store unit owner keys for each of the units, or if you have a master key, inspect the property before the loss. Get a video with your phone of your designated areas right before the loss. Secure the property. Make sure that everything is locked and tight and ready to go. You don't want anything from the storm to affect it if it's not locked up, and you also don't want looters to affect it.
The looter thing, what we were talking about earlier, did not even dawn on me. So security, make sure you have security, because if you live on the water, they can come in through a boat.
Yes.
Never done.
And they've seen it happen down in the Tri-County area. They actually come up on boat, and they will loot a high-end condominium.
Who's looking in the water?
The Coast Guard can only go so far before they can't see who's coming up next.
Oh my gosh.
And law enforcement's not going to, you know, they're going to be busy with other things. They can't just concentrate on your particular association. So get that security contract in force that you're going to have manned security 24 hours a day after a storm. You also need to have a conversation with your management company for the shutdown of any critical systems in your association that may need to be, that you can do. Again, don't touch electric and don't touch gas. Contact your first response vendors, your roofer, your restoration contractor, your plumber, your landscape company, your tree company, and just to confirm with them that you are on the first response list and they are not going to get sent to the back of the list. And then contact your insurance agent. Please do that via email. They're going to be inundated. You may not need to contact your insurance agent if you're 100% confident. I know that our partner CBiz does a very thorough risk management plan along with their insurances. So you know that everything is in place. And we actually keep a copy of that with the disaster plan. I have 1 minute left. I guess that's about it.
Erin, what is some email, phone,
How can they get a hold of you if they get off the radio?
You can call me on my cell phone, which is 941-321-5994. If you can't reach me there, call my office at 941-378-0700 and they will get the message to me. Or you can email me at ejennings, J-E-N-N-I-N-G-S, at AccuTechFL. It's AccuTechFL.com. Or you can go on our website, which is AccuTechRestoration.com, and you can check out the information there and get in contact with me through the website.
Excellent. You can always get with me. And don't forget, Erin will be speaking next Friday, May 5th, but we're almost sold out. The room only holds 100 people, and I think I have 79 people already registered for
this lunch. Well, if you want to get a plan going, let's join us out there, and we're going to get the beginnings of a plan going.
Excellent, excellent. And thank you for joining us this morning. You are listening to Community Matters on WSRQ, the voice of Sarasota Manatee. Have a wonderful week.